This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know.
get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up.
FM.
FM. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight and a low in the mid-50s. Some patchy early fog tomorrow, then hazy sunshine for the afternoon, a high in the mid to upper 70s. And a sunny day Monday, high around 80. It's 60 right now.
Time. out too much about it. Ain't no real big secret all the same. Somehow we get around it.
And more. 103.1 FM.
Just
103.1 FM.
Thank you. Welcome to New York City.
In a funky cheap hotel, she took my heart and she took my money. She must have slipped me a sleeping pill. She never drinks the water, makes you order French champagne.
Looking for the 80s, 90s, and more? You found it. This is 103.1 FM.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love.
103.1 FM.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to talk about minimum payments on credit cards. Now, those wily rascals at credit card companies make it pretty easy for us to pay our minimum payments. But are minimum payments good for us or good for them? Let's take the average American amount of credit card debt, $6,000, and the average APR, or interest, which is 22%. Now, if you pay that off at $200 a month, which is the general ballpark minimum payment, it's going to take more than 3.5 years and cost an extra $2,800 in interest payments. But if you ignore the minimums and pay it off at $400 a month, you'll pay your debt off 2 years faster and $1,800 cheaper. Minimum payments keep you in maximum debt. For more practical money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight and a low in the mid-50s. Some patchy early fog tomorrow, then hazy sunshine for the afternoon, a high in the mid to upper 70s. And a sunny day Monday, high around 80. It's 60 right now.
103.1 FM sounds like this.
She's so blessed.